girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, what's up? I'm looking for treasure. So you gotta take a peek at your chest.
What?
You get it? treasure chest.
Oh my God.
But whatever you do, don't call him a stupid meathead. Instead, tell him that his personality shines like a brand new kettlebell. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Like, this is ridiculous. You don't call. You don't return any texts or anything like that. I know girls. They always have their phone next to them. You can't tell me. It's been over a week now. You know, I'm new to the dating world. I just got back out of a long-distance relationship and all that stuff. It's my first time coming back into the dating world. You know, you were an amazing woman, hit it off from the start, and now you just leave me high and dry. Like, what's going on?
Next message.
Oh, so man.
Yeah, right.
I deal with this struggle. There was a girl I was texting with for 2 days, and all of a sudden, like, 4 days, 5 days, Snapchat, and then you're like, wait,
Jose,
you're
just gone.
Aren't you?
She was never ignoring him. She gave him the loser line.
I know,
she didn't get any of it.
But I get real numbers, and I still get loser line.
Do you get real numbers? That's the question.
I get loser line?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, at least maybe you stop at a certain point. Some dudes don't.
Totally.
You know, I would hate to be a woman's DMs.
Oh, God.
Because all it is just, hey, you want to go out?
Yeah.
You want to go out? Haven't heard from you in a while. Hey. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, this is you danced at my friend's bachelorette party last night. I thought maybe we could, you know, go out sometime, you know, like a normal date. Hmm. So give me a call, I guess. Thanks.
No, Next message.
You guys, he really liked me. He did.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yeah. That, actually, the loser line is probably a great thing for strippers to have handy at all times, whether they're doing bachelor parties, or working in the clubs, because they get asked for their number so often.
Totally.
Yeah, I think the rule should be they will give you their number if they want to.
Yeah.
Okay?
Remember, you can get the special loser line number. It's really easy. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, this is you me your Netflix password, and it's not working. I keep trying. I'm putting it in. Passwords, I don't know if I need to capitalize the first part or if it's all in caps, right? Because it's if I try it with the IMADOUCHE. Yeah, see, it doesn't work. Let me just try. IMADOUCHE. Yeah, it's not working. If you could just give me a text back or let me know, I'd appreciate it.
Sounds like somebody didn't get the joke.
So
Yo, Harry, why don't you use my Netflix sometimes? It's I'm a douche. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I do feel like that guy is actually not asking for phone numbers, just trying to get on Netflix the bar. Like,
if he doesn't know how to spell it, he's like, Dalsway? What is it? It's a French word?
Yeah, it's totally French.
Next message.
Hi, Laura. This is from the dog park. I was just calling to say hi. I did send you a couple texts. I just thought we really hit it off. So I'd love to see you again and meet your kitty. Give me a call.
Next message.
Whoa, was that her cat voice?
I don't know if that was her. It must have been her.
Cat?
It sounded like a real cat, though.
That was a really good
cat noise.
Dude, yeah, right? Talent. And I don't know what she meant by kitty.
Me neither, yeah.
She meant something else.
I don't feel like it was an actual cat either.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Remember, you can get the number to the loser line. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Haley, this is Rob. We're about 48 hours away from the next time we decided to meet. And I checked 6 major weather websites. 3 of the websites said partly cloudy. 2 of them said a chance of rain, which may be a problem. And are you ready for this? 1 said a cold front could be coming in.
Whoa.
And I'm like, are you f-ing kidding me? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be checking the weather because the weather could change at any moment. So keep your phone on, and I'll be checking every hour. Don't worry. I'm not going to fill up your voicemail with a bunch of different weather messages, only the important updates. Plus, I am going to give you a list of suggested outfits that would be appropriate for the temperatures the night of our date. I hope you find this information helpful. I'll be reaching out soon. Good day.
Very passionate about probably everything, actually. I was going to say the weather, but no, I think just in life, he sounds like a...
like him to pop up on my phone instead of my like weather update.
I would
like
too.
That,
yeah.
I feel like he's a lot more accurate.
There are several situations that can happen today.
I like how his voice changed when we went to a cold front. There's a cold front coming in, and his voice just got higher. Like, what? Yeah. Can you believe it?
And who doesn't want to dress for the weather?
And also at the end of it, he started speaking so slowly and in like chopped up sentences. It sounds like he thought she was really dumb at the part. Like at a certain point, I was like, it just sounds like he's very passionate. But now it just sounds like he's talking down to her like a 3-year-old who can't understand. I am going to call you on your phone. Do you know what a phone is? Anyway, that was the Loser Line. Listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.